Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace, celebrating 20 years of discipling others through Charis Bible College worldwide. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today is the end of my fourth week of teaching on financial stewardship, and I still have at least one more week to go. You know, I've been teaching this week on prosperity isn't selfish. Next week, I'm going to start talking about the tithe. And I know that that's not a favorite subject of a lot of people, but there is a grace way to look at the tithe so that it's not debt and obligation and you're cursed with the curse if you don't tithe. I think that it's really going to help you. So I've still got more to share, but I've already covered a lot of material, and I just want to encourage you to please get these materials. Today's going to be my last day to teach on this fourth teaching out of this six-part set on financial stewardship. And I've covered a lot of material, but this week I've been talking about the motive for prosperity. Or I think the title of that teaching is Prosperity Isn't Selfish. The thing that turns a lot of people off when you teach on prosperity is because sometimes it is taught in a selfish way about this is God is your ticket to be able to get whatever you want. And that's not what I'm teaching at all. I don't believe that that's what the Bible teaches. Now, does that mean that therefore God doesn't want to prosper you? No, God wants to prosper you, but the real motive behind your giving shouldn't be to get, but it should be to give. But that being said, let me say that I believe that when I give, it's given back unto me. I believe that I will reap 100-fold in this life. And I believe it's right to believe that because the Scripture teaches it. I've already used those Scriptures in Mark chapter 10, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, and other places. I believe in receiving that there is a return on my giving in this life. And I believe that it's important for me to believe that because if I don't believe it, then I hinder God's supply to me and I can be less of a blessing because I'm not going to have as much abundance. So I do believe in give and it will be given unto you. But my emphasis isn't on giving to get, but my emphasis is on I give, believe that it comes back to me so that I can be an even bigger blessing. The emphasis is always on the giving part. I believe that that's what the Bible teaches. God so loved the world that He gave. God gave His Son, and He reaped back millions and millions of sons and daughters in return. It's just a law of God. You can't stop it, that if you give and if you live to give, it's going to come back to you. It just is a law of God. You can't deny it. And yet that religion has gotten people to where they try and deny this. I remember that my mother, of course, I was brought up in her home and I was brought up with a lot of her same attitudes. But my mother, she would sometimes give to Jamie and me, whether it was just a gift or, you know, sometimes she'd give money. After we started in the ministry, she would support it. And there was times that it was really critical, the money that she gave us, and it was a blessing. And I would tell her, I believe God's going to bless you back 100 times based on Mark chapter 10. And my mother's pat answer was always, oh, I didn't give to get. I don't want any return on this. Now, I understood what she meant. She gave because she loved us. She loved the ministry. She loved what God was doing through us. And I agree as far as that goes. But to say that you don't even want it returned, that's not wise. And there was lots of times I'd tell her and I'd teach her. And eventually she got to where she would give, not to get, but she would believe and accept the return on it so that she could continue to be a bigger giver. And I tell you, my mother was a giver. She got audited a number of times by the Internal Revenue Service because she gave away over 50% of all of her income, even in retirement. She gave away so much money, they said, nobody gives away as much money as you do. And they wanted to come see her figures, and sure enough, she did. My mother was a giver, and because of it, I mean, she was blessed, 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 blessed until the day of her death. She had plenty and extra, and she left an inheritance. She was a blessing. I'm telling you, it works. God wants to prosper you, but it's not just so that you can get more. It's so that you can be a bigger blessing, a greater blessing to other people. And there's so many people that just don't believe this. So this week, I've dedicated the entire week to trying to get this point across, that the real reason that you need to believe in prosperity, if you've got enough, if you're satisfied, well, believe for extra and send it to me. Send it to somebody else who's preaching the gospel. Help us get the gospel out. Don't just use it for yourself. And see, if you understand that, that takes the number one criticism against prosperity away, which is greed and selfishness. It's not selfish to believe in prosperity. It's so that you can be a blessing. It's so that you can help other people. You know, again, I've got so many illustrations of this. I'm thinking of this lady right now, Sandy Harmon, that when she first came to our Bible school, she was from Virginia, and she actually went to a psychologist in Richmond, Virginia. And this psychologist is a friend of mine now, and she's really been impacted by my ministry, and she has a whole bunch of my teachings and stuff there. And she tells people when they come in, here's what you need. You can either listen to this guy for free, you can go on his website and get it, or you can pay me $100 per hour, and I'll tell you these same things. So anyway, she turned Sandy on to this teaching. Sandy got so touched. She was coming from an abusive situation where her husband had physically hurt her. She was afraid she's going to hurt the kids. And because of that, she had to leave. And anyway, she came out here destitute. We had to help her. Now this woman is super prosperous, and she is using her prosperity to be a blessing to other people. Watch this little DVD about Sandy, and then at the end of our program, make sure you write in and request these same materials that we taught her. They'll work for you.
It was actually Memorial Day of 1999 that I realized that something had to change, and knew that for me to stay in my marriage could really possibly mean my safety. I had had twin daughters that were two, and I was 4 months pregnant with my son. After trying to deal with it, going to church elders, going to Christian counselors, because I didn't want to be a single mom. I didn't want to leave. I wanted it to work out. And, you know, my children needed a father. I decided that it was best for me to leave. And so, because he had been physically abusive as well, and had threatened to kill me, he came home and we were gone. I was a stay-at-home mom and I had no other income. So I left everything. What I did pack up was our clothes. He still had sofa, he still had the dishes, he still had everything. And then I stayed with my parents for 3 months, not really knowing what to do. I had moved into a government subsidized apartment complex. I'm in this little apartment and all I would do was just read the Bible, and I would read Psalms. And in doing that, I began to slowly discover God is my Father and my provider and who He is and what His character was like. At that time, I felt a lot of shame. I felt like I had done something wrong, but I hadn't. But that was a process of healing that I had to walk out with the Lord. I began seeing the Christian counselor, wonderful woman who really not only understood the word, really understood her authority. One day she said, do you mind if I give you a tape to listen to? And I was like, sure. And she said, well, it's this tape, Spirit, Soul, and Body. It's by a minister named Andrew Womack. Have you ever heard of him? And I said, I haven't heard of anybody but Billy Graham. I don't know of anybody else. And she said, so, you know, listen to it and let me know what you think.
I was looking at myself in the body and in the soul. And I didn't always act right, I didn't always talk right, I didn't always think right, and because of that, I just had a disconnect. How could holy, almighty God love me and really use me? Because I could see these flaws in me.
I just thought everything about me was filthy, so how could God, I know He saved me, but it was like He was having a good day, and He felt bad for me, so that's how come He saved me.
Your spirit is as pure, as righteous, and holy right this moment as it will ever be in eternity. Your spirit is perfect. There is no sin. There is no inadequacy. There is no fear. There's no depression. There's no discouragement. There is not anything negative in your spirit. Your born-again spirit is identical to Jesus.
I had led Bible studies. I had sat under great preachers. I'd volunteered in every way of lay leadership within a church that you could. And no one had ever told me what I was hearing on that teaching series. I was calling the ministry every week, ordering my 3 free tapes, listening to them. Andrew didn't come on TV, so I would actually, after I put my kids to bed, I would listen to him for 4 or 5 hours a night online and just listen to, because he had started archiving his teachings so I could listen to them.
This is saying that God has already blessed us.
When I was making encouragement calls out of our house, I used to open up almost every conversation with, "We want to thank you for contacting Andrew Womack Ministries, and is there anything we can pray with you about today?"
Mark Abernathy actually called me, and he was on the encouragement department, and I had just hung up the phone with my attorney, and I was really upset, and I honestly, it had to have been God, because I don't know why I would have answered the phone. I was very upset, to where I couldn't even hardly speak. And he was like, "Hi, this is Mark from the encouragement department.
And we want to see if there's anything we can pray with you about today."
And I said, "Well, I just need understanding to answer his question." He prayed for me. I don't even know what he prayed, but I remember this one fragment that he said during the prayer was something about the power of the Holy Spirit. And so when he was done, I said, "Can I ask you a question?" And he said, "Is it about the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" And I said, "Well, yeah, how'd you know that?" And he said, "Well, the Holy Spirit quickened to me while I was praying for you that you've been asking for that." He said, what do you want to know?" And so I don't even know how long we spent on the phone, but it was me in my house by myself in my glider rocking chair. And at the end of our phone conversation, I was speaking in tongues and filled with the Holy Spirit. And from that moment forward, so from September until May of 2002, I just grew so much in the Lord. I was spending $300 a month in co-pays because my kids were sick. And it was so exhausting. And as a single mom, I couldn't afford it. And I was building up the credit card debt. After listening to the Nikki Oshinsky video and listening to teachings online, I was a little bit frustrated because I was like, it makes sense to me in my head, but I don't get it. I was going to the food pantry because I couldn't afford to pay my bills. I couldn't afford groceries. I had run up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in attorney's fees with dealing with the divorce. I just said, "You know what? Why do I have to wait? I can just go to Colorado now and go to CBC and start pursuing the Lord and really start figuring out, what do you want me to do?" I had been believing the Lord for $2,000 to be able to move. About a week before I was to leave, I knew that money was coming to me that day, and I knew that it was coming in the mail. And when I went and got it, there was an envelope. It was a money market account that I had run dry living off of. And my statement showed that there was $1.31 in it every month, except for that one. And it showed that there was $2,466 in it. And I called the guy and I said, "Are you sure this I can come and take this out right now?" He said, "Yeah, but why do you want to do that?" And I said, "Because I'm going to Colorado." And I'm so glad I started to pack, because I knew that I was supposed to go, and it really was his job to provide. But up until that point, I really hadn't believed the Lord for very much, so that was a huge thing. And so we left, left on a Wednesday, got here on a Friday, got my kids registered for school. On Saturday morning, the Lord provided an apartment. I didn't have a job, and they even waived the deposit, and I started school on Monday. And it was wonderful. I'm a little bit speechless, because how do you explain the words of beginning to know that you're beginning your destiny? besides the great teaching, one of the big things that the Lord used to bring healing while I was at the school, the Lord was really healing how I saw men, how I saw authority, how I saw people interact with each other, that you didn't have to be treated like an object, that people really valued you and really cared about you, that people genuinely just wanted to give you a hug and they didn't want something else from you. And that really was kind of like a silent healing that you didn't talk about, but that the Lord was doing. When I began my apprenticeship, the Lord began to put the desire in my heart to go back into real estate. I really didn't want to do that. But after a while, I just couldn't keep saying no. And so I said, you know, what do you want me to do? And he said, I want you to call brokers. And so what am I supposed to say to him? He called them and asked them if they want help with their business. I'm like, okay, how am I supposed to do that? I was limited in how I saw myself and what I thought that I could do, because I thought, well, Sandy equals the sum total of her experiences. But I needed to understand that Sandy equals the possibilities that are found in the Word of God. All of a sudden, I became a very resourceful person and began calling agents and just asking them, do you need some help with your business? And I'd tell them a little bit about my background. And it was kind of hit and miss. You know, no one knew me, so it really wasn't going well to begin with. And so every day after I came home from the Bible college, doing the apprenticeship, I would literally just speak in tongues for 4 hours, speaking over scriptures that had to do with God providing, that He is more than able to supply all my needs. I got a phone call one day, and it was a gal that knew this agent that I had never met. And she had come by this agent's office that day and said, can I hire your assistant? And she said, no. But this gal, Sandy Harmon, she's awesome. Give her a call. So she called me and said, Jan Lloyd gave me your phone number. She says you're great to work with and I really need help with my business. And the Holy Spirit said, you're going to minister to her. And I said, okay. I went over to her house not knowing the situation that the Lord was going to put me in. But I knew that I was going to minister to her. I know nothing about title insurance, and I'm there to help her with her business. And within 5 minutes, she starts saying, well, you know, it must be God's will because blah, blah, blah. And she starts telling me her life. And I'm just listening, and in my mind's eye, I'm going, this is too good. This is just too good. And I literally spend the next 4 hours ministering the goodness and love of God to her. And so we began a wonderful relationship. Friendship. We're still very good friends. And I did help her with her business, not knowing anything about title. Doubled her business in a month's time by the grace of God. And that woman connected me with so many realtors that she knew because she had the relationships. And it was just like that over and over and over where I would meet someone and they would just start talking about their life. I'd be there to help them with their other business because the Word says your gift will open a door for you. Well, my gift was, I say, herding cats. So, you know, organization, I understand realtors, but at the same time, the principles that I would teach them and how they should run their business were godly principles. You have to sow to reap. You have to run your business with integrity. You have to do it as unto the Lord. And He would always put realtors in my path that needed that encouragement or needed to hear something that they'd never heard before about God. The jobs that I would be offered, working, helping open up a title company in the Springs and running a real estate company of 120 realtors, all those jobs came to me by the favor of God. It wasn't any job that I had ever sought out. It was because I met somebody and they knew somebody and they said, hey, you need to talk to her. It all has happened not planned by me. Well, it was in 2009 when the Lord said, Sandy, if it's not by grace, it doesn't belong to you. And that's when I said, okay, so what am I supposed to do? And He said, call brokers. And I'm like, we did that before. So I then began to actually be a little bit more serious about it. Whereas before I would call people and that might open up one door and open up another. That's when I began to set up a website. That's when I began to put together the marketing. And then I just believed that, okay, I'm doing my part. This time it worked. This time it was completely different. This time I was completely different. When I began just saying, you know what, as long as I know that I'm doing what you want me to do, then I'm going to be okay. Because that's all that really matters. And so, Lord, what do you want me to call it? What is this business about? And I just felt like I should call it Helping You Succeed, because I'm helping others. Doesn't matter whether I'm helping out in a ministry or if I'm helping someone in real estate. My heart is to see other people succeed, and the Lord just allows me to come alongside them. Because the last 4 years in real estate, that's what he had been developing, all these different areas. He was actually training me and being very patient with me, getting me the training that I needed to be able to have a platform to have an opportunity into people's lives, really, to minister to them. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that I have more stability now in my job working for the Lord than I ever did with any of the jobs that I ever tried to get and be laid off from. I can never be laid off. I'm working for the Lord. And honestly, if he doesn't make the phone ring, then I'm not calling them. I mean, I'm contacting them. I'm doing my part. But if it's blessed, it's because the Lord blessed it. I always say my electricity never was cut off. I never went without food. We always had clothes. I always had gas in the car. I didn't have any of the things that we worry about having. I came close. There were times that I might not have always seen everything that I believed for, but God, by his mercy, still provided. And it just always worked out. Has it always been easy? No. But God has always been faithful. And every year, my life has truly gotten better and better. I've walked away from enormous amounts of debt, enormous amounts of pressure, enormous amounts of bill collectors calling, and you name it. I have been through it. But I have walked away from it 1 year at a time with the Lord, and every year has gotten better and better, to where now I'm walking in a stability that I've never had. Working for big corporations, knowing exactly how much I got every 2 weeks from my paycheck. You know, I have more stability now than when I had a regular job. It really is awesome, because I know that it's from God and it's really his job to provide. And when I give him advice on the finances, it doesn't work out well. I try and take over control, it doesn't work out. I just need to trust him and keep moving forward.
Today, nearly 12 million single moms raise children in America. The Sandy Harmon story shows that this statistic does not have to be a tragic one. Her destiny can be your destiny. Married or single, true success is found in an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father.
On today's program, Andrew showed the financial breakthrough story of Sandy Harmon. If you'd like to view this story again, you can see it in its entirety along with 5 additional testimonies on Financial Breakthroughs Volume 1. It's available on DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get the Financial Breakthroughs DVD as part of the Prosperity Package. This package includes the Financial Stewardship Series on your choice of CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program, the book, the Financial Stewardship Study Guide, and the Financial Breakthroughs DVD. The entire package has a catalog value of $115, but today you can get the Prosperity Package for a gift of $85 or more. Make sure to specify the CD or DVD when you order. Go to awmi.net and click on today's TV offer to see all the ways you can get this teaching. The 4th audio teaching in today's series is titled, Prosperity Isn't Selfish. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this 4th CD free of charge. This is the last day we'll be offering this teaching, so be sure to respond today. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember, you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In December, Andrew will be hosting 3 very special Evening in December Christmas Dinner Theater events at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park. On the 4th and 5th, experience the variety show, The Gift. On the 12th and 13th, a Broadway-style musical, God With Us. And on the 18th and 19th, experience an old-fashioned Colorado Cowboy Christmas. Seating is limited at these special, fully catered Christmas dinner theater events. Go to christmasatcuris.com to purchase tickets today. In January, Andrew will be speaking in Phoenix and Mesa, Arizona, and will be back at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park, Colorado for the annual Caris Bible College Men's Advance. And in February, he'll be in Banning, Pasadena, and Ontario, California. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
Thanks to our partners, Phase 1 of Caris Bible College was completed debt-free. Because of you, thousands are being equipped and discipled to further God's kingdom in every aspect of life. But we're only beginning. As more and more lives are being touched through this ministry, our student body is growing rapidly as well. Students from all over the world are pouring into Caris Bible College, and already we're near capacity. To remedy this, we're building Phase 2, the larger half of our Woodland Park campus. Currently, there's not enough parking space to accommodate our growing number of guests and students, so we've also begun construction on a parking garage. This multi-level garage will hold 1,000 cars, but it will also increase our building expenses by $18 million. If you're not already a partner, we here at Andrew Womack Ministries would like to encourage you to partner with us so that we can finish Phase 2 promptly and on time. With your support, no one will be turned away due to a lack of space.
Oh, hello, I didn't hear you come in. I'm Daniel Lamstas, the Director of Worship and Artistic Productions here at Caris Bible College. I want to invite you to an experience that is going to be amazing. 3 consecutive weekends of dinner theater. We are going to be having a fine dining experience and 3 separate shows called An Evening in December. Go to our webpage, christmasatcaris.com, for more information.